Military pilots cannot harass wildlife during training exercises. That was the reminder issued by Eielson Air Force Base officials last month after a pilot asked for permission to fly low over several bison to scare them away from the Donnelly training area near Fort Greely. Aircraft were preparing for live fire training exercises there at the time. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Officials with Eielson's 354th Fighter Wing say Air Force personnel participating in a red flag training exercise last month followed regulations that require activity to be halted when wildlife is present on a training range.
You cease fire, you call it into range control, and range control then tells you wait until they leave.
John Pinnell is a spokesman for U.S. Army Alaska, which manages the Donnelly training area, and he says that's basically what happened on June 13th after an Air Force pilot requested permission to fly low over a group of bison that had wandered into a part of the range where several A-10s were about to begin a live fire training exercise.
That might be your first impulse, you know, if you see something out there in an area where you want to be, is to see if you can't chase it away. But we're not permitted to do that.
Eielson officials declined to talk about the incident and instead issued a news release that says Air Force personnel overseeing the exercise and Army range controllers denied the pilot's request to buzz the bison.
It did not happen because the pilot was told that it is not allowed.
Bob Schmidt is a wildlife biologist with the State Fish and Game Office in Delta Junction, located a few miles from the big training ranges around Greeley. Schmidt says he talked with a range control official late in the morning on the 13th who'd called to double check about state laws that, like the federal regulations, prohibit harassing wildlife.
That's a common thing where wildlife is present and they can't fire.
Pinnell, the USARAC spokesman, agrees.
It's not an uncommon occurrence. It's not always buffalo. Sometimes it's moose. Sometimes it's nesting waterfowl in a wetlands area.
Eielson officials said in their news release that all personnel involved in that day's training exercise were reminded of regulations governing encounters with wildlife on training ranges. The release says officials determined no disciplinary action was warranted. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.